Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
June, they say, is the wettest month of the year, and we got a good chance for showers today and tomorrow and really all through the week and through the summertime. We're in a summertime pattern. What are you going to say? Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Sorry about them, LSU Tigers. How you doing, Jeff?
How about yourself?
I am outstanding. I was afraid to put the game on Saturday night. I know it has nothing to do with anything, but I did, and I was very happy that I did. Tell me, for people that missed the game, recap the Arkansas game for us.
Well, LSU jumped on Arkansas for 3 runs in the second inning, so that, I think, allowed LSU fans like yourself, Tommy, to exhale a little bit, get settled into the game, and it started with back-to-back walks and then a beautiful bunt by Danny Dickinson for a hit, and then you had a base hit by Stanfield. Michael Braswell drove in a run. Josh Pearson drove in a run. It's 3-0. Arkansas pulls its starter, which I think surprised a lot of people. Zach Root, he's one of the best left-handed pitchers in college baseball, but Cade Anderson might be the best pitcher, left-handed pitcher in college baseball, because he was dominant in that game on Saturday night. 7 strong innings. He strikes out 7, and then LSU's bullpen does the rest of the work. A great outing by Chase Shores, and then Cason Evans comes in to get the save in the 9th inning. So a well-pitched game. Arkansas, one of the best offensive teams in the country, held to just 1 run, their lowest run total of the season. 4 hits, only the second time they've been limited to just 4 hits on the year. And it was an outstanding game, and it was exactly what you would want, especially pitching-wise, from LSU. And you wanted Cade Anderson to go out there and dominate, and that's exactly what he did.
Tell me about UCLA, this team they're playing tonight.
Well, I think when everybody saw how the bracket, the College World Series bracket looked, you saw that big game against Arkansas and said, man, if LSU could beat Arkansas, they'd be in a really good spot, and it really clears the way for them to get to the championship series. Arkansas is the best team in this field, and the betting odds tell you that too as well. Between LSU and Arkansas, they go into this thing as co-favorites, but this is a really good UCLA team. I mean, they are just as good offensively as Arkansas. Now, you might say, well, hey, they don't play as tough of a, you know, they play in the Big Ten, they don't play in the SEC, but UCLA has one of the toughest non-conference schedules in the country, and they have yet to lose in the NCAA tournament. And they have one of the top players in the country in Rock Chulowski, who's a potential number one pick next season. Not only is he a great offensive offensive player. He was the Big Ten player of the year, but he was also the Big Ten defensive player of the year. But offensively, you know, a 362 average, 23 home runs, 74 RBIs. They got some other sophomores on this team that are really good, and Peyton Brennan and Roman Martin. That's exactly how, you know, Jay Johnson described them, as a very strong sophomore class. So a really good team. They'll actually be pitching. They used two of their best starting pitchers to get past Murray State on Saturday. So they're going with Landon Stump, a sophomore right-hander who's 6-1 with a 4.54 ERA. So it's obviously a drop-off from what LSU faced against Zach Root as far as the type of type of skill level that Root has as a starting pitcher compared to Stump. So maybe LSU can get the bats going here a little bit more. And, of course, Anthony Ianson will be on the mound for the Tigers tonight.
So take me from here, not to get ahead of ourselves, but if LSU beats UCLA tonight, what happens then?
Well, then they will play again on Wednesday night, and they'll play the – if LSU wins tonight, then they'll play either so before LSU and UCLA play tonight, Arkansas and Murray State meet up in an elimination game. So let's just say Arkansas wins to make it explain it easier. So if LSU wins, then you have the if LSU wins, they would play the winner then of the UCLA Arkansas game. That would be an elimination game, and the LSU plays them, and then whoever is the winner of that game would have to beat LSU twice in order to knock off LSU and get to the championship series. Meanwhile, LSU, all they need is just one more win after tonight to at least get into the championship series.
Wow. Jay Johnson been dealing with the transfer portal too, huh?
Yeah, this is a very interesting time, you know, for college baseball coaches, because you are worried about your main priority, obviously, is trying to guide this team to a national championship, but the transfer portal is open, and, you know, there's seven teams still left in the College World Series. Meanwhile, everybody else is focused in on next year and trying to get guys out of the transfer portal, and LSU still has been able to, during this time where you're worried about 2025, they've also been able to get a few players out of the transfer portal to get ready for 2026. I don't think, you know, last year LSU went big into the transfer portal. I mean, look, tonight Anthony Ianson's going to be your starting pitcher tonight. I mean, he was one of the big gets out of the transfer portal last year, along with Daniel Dickinson, and they got a lot of other guys as well. I don't think they're going to get as many guys this year because you had a very talented freshman class arrive on campus this year. You're still going to have some guys. You're going to have several holdovers from this year's team that will be on next year's team. I mean, they'll lose up quite a bit of guys, but I don't think they're going to go as many. And plus, you got roster limitations going into effect next year. You can only have 34 players. That's down from the 37 that you have now. So you only can have only 34 players. So I don't see LSU going as heavy in the transfer portal this year. Plus, they can't be as aggressive. They, you know, Jay Johnson can't be out there right now, you know, traveling around the country visiting some of these transfer portal players. But once LSU season is over with, trust me, he'll be going out and visiting players. That's exactly what he did in 2023. He went out and I think it was a day after the season wrapped up and they had the parade. Well, not a parade, but a championship celebration at Alec Box. He was out there going, visiting players and trying to load up for the following season.
So when it comes to transfer portal, I don't know what's going to happen with name, image, likeness. Does LSU going far in the College World Series help them with the transfer portal? Hurt them? Because I can make a case either side, where it helps them because people want to be associated with a winning program, or it hurts them because they think they don't have a chance to play.
Well, I think it's – yeah, I could see it go both ways. I mean, there's probably some really good players in that transfer portal that are waiting for the College World Series to end so that they can – you know, if they're interested in playing at UCLA, Arkansas, LSU, Coastal Carolina, whatever – you know, pick whatever school that's still left – they may not decide to go ahead and make a decision at this point. But for schools like Tennessee and Georgia and Ole Miss and Mississippi State that are sitting at home right now. And again, you know, more focused, obviously already preparing for 2026. Yeah, they can be a little bit more aggressive. And players that are really looking to play and get an opportunity that they know they'll have a chance to play and be a big part of a team next season, they'll go ahead and make their choice, their decision. But, you know, LSU is I mean, we saw it. I mean, here, as I mentioned at this just a few moments ago, I mean, when you look at, you know, Ianson and Dickinson and you hear how these players talk, I mean, LSU is a prime place to play if you want to go play college baseball. It is a big time destination. So if you're and from what I understand, this transfer portal class is very strong. There's a lot of good players in it, and if you're one of the best and you want to play at one of the best programs, well, you'll just sit and wait till Jay Johnson has a chance to really sit down and talk with you. But some guys have already made that decision. I mean, LSU staff has already identified a few guys, and they've been able to get commitments out of them. And again, I think they'll be a little bit more selective this time, this go around, as compared to last year.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We'll come back, talk about LSU's pitching staff, some more. Jeff Palermo, our guest, WWR.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Tigers taking on the Bruins tonight. We got the action for you here on WWL. 621 traffic now, WWL. I 627, Tommy Tucker, WWL. LSU is your home for LSU, WWR, rather, is your home for LSU Baseball College World Series. They take on UCLA today at 6. Pre-game at 5:30 is brought to you in part by Lamarck Lincoln, E3 Industrial Staffing, Helmpain Decorating, St. Martin and Bork, and Rejuvame on.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WWL and the free Odyssey app. Go Tigers. Jeff Palermo with us, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Jeff, let's talk about LSU pitching and managing the staff from here on out.
Well, they got a great start from Cade Anderson on Saturday. I mean, it was exactly what you needed. He pitched into the eighth inning, and then Chase Shores and Casey Evans came in and finished it off. And both of those guys will be available Monday, or tonight, I should say. I'm talking about Evans and Shores. So LSU's pretty much got everybody available, and you got, obviously, Anthony Ianson, who's good enough to get you through seven innings here tonight. So you really have, other than, obviously, you're not going to bring Cade Anderson back here tonight, but you're in a really good spot. Where it gets tricky is if you lose this game, because then you got to turn around and you got to play tomorrow night. And as I mentioned, if you lose tonight, That means you then have to win three in a row in three consecutive days to get to the championship series, and that's when you have to rely on your pitching depth to get you through there. Now, LSU has done this before. Really, the last 2 years that they've been in the College World, or the last two times they've been in the College World Series, they won the first game, lost the second game, and then had to battle their way back through to get to the championship series. 2023, it led to them winning a national championship. 2017, they ended up losing to Florida in the championship series. So you really don't want to try to test your pitching depth. You would love to win in this game. And then on Wednesday, you know, depending on who's available, you know, you'll have more of a – you won't probably have Cade Anderson or Anthony Ianson, but LSU, what has been a very good thing for them this season is that they have really developed some pitching depth on this team. They got, I think, several guys that they can count on. Obviously, you saw Cason Evans. There's Zach Cowan still out there. Chase Shores has really come into his own. Cooper Williams has been really good as a freshman. Maverick Rizzi has had his moments. There's DJ Primo. There's a lot of guys that they can go to. And I think they showed the stat during the game on Saturday. I mean, LSU's got seven pitchers that throw 95 or plus. So you got a lot of options out there. And what you want to do is stay in the winner's bracket because it's a lot more easier to manage once you get in the loser's bracket. Not only are you trying to stave off elimination, but you're also trying to, you know, battle through and count on some guys that you normally don't count on in high leverage situations.
You feel good about tonight, Jeff?
I feel good about tonight. You know, this UCLA team, a bit of a mysterious team, right? Mm-hmm. You just don't know much about them. You knew about Arkansas, but this is a good UCLA team, so don't think this is just going to be a cakewalk for LSU.
Be fun. We'll watch it and we'll listen to it here on WWL, and we'll look for what you have posted at WWL.com. Always some fun reads from Jeff Palermo. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Stephen Procopio with the Public Affairs Research Council about the recently concluded session. Right now, time for WWL First News. 6:43, 17 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Stephen Procopio, President of Public Affairs Research Council, talk about the legislative session being over. How you doing, Stephen?
Oh, doing great, doing great.
So tell me, when the session ends, what do you guys do? Kind of look to see what was good, what was bad, what was not so good, what they really accomplished, what's going to make people's lives better?
Well, first thing is actually trying to figure out what they did.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of bills that pass, and then things get changed on the floor. And so you got to try and root through all those bills and figure out, okay, what actually happened? So we've done most of that, and then we try and figure out, okay, look, what's the good thing? What are the bad things? What are things we're not sure about? And it'll take some time to figure out.
So what did they do?
So a lot of what they did, I mean, obviously the most important thing is they passed a budget. It's sort of a prudent budget. It doesn't cut a whole lot of taxes. It doesn't get past their skis in terms of how much they're spending. So I think it's a pretty straightforward, mostly standstill budget in terms of what they did. So that's good. They did some insurance reform, or at least they passed some bills on insurance. I think some people that wanted insurance reform got some stuff they wanted. I think some people, sort of defending the current system got some stuff they wanted as well. And then the other big thing is, at least as far as concern on ethics, they passed some, I think, bills that weren't great, but they are way better than when they first started.
The bills are better than they first started, but the ethics laws are not better than when the session started, right?
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. I mean, the bills when they were first filed were just straight up awful. They would have, in my opinion, I think they let people give away gratuities to, public servants, mm-hmm. which is just terrible. That got taken out of the bill. There were some other things in terms of what they demanded that people come up with before an investigation could even happen that made it almost logically impossible. That got taken out. There's still other things in there, I think, that will slow down investigations. So it's not a clean win, but it's way better than it was.
So let me ask about the Gator program and what sure. the governor wanted and what they passed. How did that turn out?
All right. So the short answer is how the Senate wanted. The long answer is that we have a current voucher program that costs about $43 million for the kids that are in it. that's going to get moved over to the new system, the LA Gator program. So those kids will transfer over. That cost about, I think, $43 million. The governor wanted another $50 million to expand the program. Mm-hmm. The Senate and the Senate president said, no, that wasn't the deal when we established this. We said that we were going to move just the kids that were already in the program for now because we were concerned about cost. And that's what happened. So they are still spending about $43 million on this LA Gator program, but that's about what they were spending on in a different program for vouchers for private schools.
So what does that mean to the people with kids that are going to private schools? How does that change for them?
So for the most part, not much should change. There'll be a little bit at the edges, but for the most part, it was families that had their kids enrolled in the old scholarship program. Those are the ones that should get funded. Okay. And then there might be a few additional kids, but for the most part, it should be about the same families. So there's not a lot of new enrollment that should be taking place, even though there were, you know, thousands of people that signed up for it. But they signed up on the contingency that there was funding.
I don't know what I don't know. What's going on with the levy board, the East Bank Levy District, or whatever the name of it is? Are you guys following it?
Oh, that's a great question, especially for people, you know, in your listening area. So there's two things that happened. There was a bill in the legislature this year that would have given the governor the direct ability to appoint people to the, I think, Flow Authority East. It would have left the West one alone. Right now, as a post-Katrina good government approach, they said, look, we got to get politics out of the levy board. Let's make sure there's a nominating committee that's looking for people that have technical expertise, that are professional, that are in certain areas. And so they had to go through this separate nominating committee. Well, mm-hmm. This bill would have done away with that. Just let the governor appoint people. There was a lot of pushback on that. And so that part went away. However, what a lot of people still want, especially citizens for One Greater New Orleans, the governor can appoint the chair of these flood authorities. And he put Roy Karuba in there as the chair. There's been a lot of controversy over that, and I'm not going to weigh in on whether the controversy is good or bad. It seems like it's a little controversy. There was an attempt to try and get that part of the law changed, and that's something that happened last year. So the bill to get rid of the nominating committee, that got taken out of that bill, and it was mostly some minor improvements. However, one of the core issues is that now the governor still gets to pick who is the chair of the flood authorities. I don't think that issue is settled by any long stretch. I think this is something they have to deal with. I think the community is going to start getting more and more aware of this, and there's going to be more and more pushback in terms of letting the governor sort of pick the chairs of these flood authorities based on political grounds.
So does Parr have an opinion on this at all? Because, again, Stephen, I don't know what I don't know. I don't know anything about Roy Karuba. I don't know what was going on before. I don't know.
Yeah. Not anything particular on Roy Karuba, but yes, Parr definitely has an opinion on this, that the governor should not be picking the chairs of these flood authorities. These things should be non-political. They should be focused on flood and protecting floods and making sure that the systems that we have are good. And so you want people that are focused on that and not being directly appointed by the governor. I think that is a mistake. I would like to see that be changed over time. And that's going to take, if the governor wants it, it's very hard to overturn that. But I think if enough people in New Orleans particularly say, no, this isn't acceptable to us, this is our lives and our property at risk, that could eventually change.
Was there a problem that led to the governor wanting to take it over?
That's a dispute. The people who are in charge of the levy boards now say yes. All the other people that were on that group and resigned in protest say no. From what I'm looking at it, I think there's probably more issues now than there were before.
Because you see, for us, just a regular taxpayer, it's easy to try to get in line with one or the other, because maybe you like him and you don't like her, you like her, you don't like him. But what's the truth? I don't know. I really don't. We'll talk to Stephen Procopio when we come back and continue to talk to him. President of the Public Affairs Research Council. We'll talk about these pharmacy benefit managers and what happened there, because I'm still a bit confused on that, and the rest of the things that happened with the legislative session. If you have any questions or comments, you can always text the Open Heart Jeweler Talk and text line at 504-260-1870. Traffic now, WWL. 6:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Monday morning, talking to Stephen Procopio, President of Public Affairs Research Council, about the recently concluded legislative session. I get a couple of texts that come in, Stephen. Did the state legislature approve the tax credit for fortified roofs? Another one says, when are insurance rates coming down? And if they don't, the entire session is a failure. So I'm going to skip pharmacy benefit managers for a second and move ahead to, I don't know if you want to call it insurance reform, insurance crisis, and how much substantive, was anything substantive done that is really going to reflect or going to result in lower insurance prices for us in the future? Stephen, you got me muted, perhaps?
Yeah, I have a different perspective.
Okay,
on that. I don't know that it's necessarily the goal is to lower prices. I think that's going to be very difficult, even if you have really good reform. Things go up over time. You have inflation. The price of repairing an auto goes up. The price of replacing an auto. They need to go up slower than they have been, I guess, is really what I think is a reasonable goal. Maybe you can get some rates going down. This is one of the things that PAR's not sure of. I think there might have been some really good things in there, banning cell phone, handheld cell phone use while driving. That's been a big driver. I think there's some things that could maybe bring some stuff down over time. Anyone thinking there's going to be a big drop in the next 2 or 3 years, I don't think there's any reform that's going to get you to that. So I think people need to have slightly different expectations of what they're doing. But there were some things that they also passed. I mean, there's some criteria in terms of presuming who gets injured and how much they get, and if someone is really at fault and they don't have insurance, like over 50%, then they actually can't claim anything, even if someone else contributed to it. So there's some things that they passed. There's also some things that sort of went after the insurance companies, so they can't include advertising in their rate making. They can't say, "Oh, we spent this much on that, and that's part of our business model." So there were some things on both sides. And then there was the big bill that essentially is the sort of blame Tim Tebow bill, which gives him the ability to lower rates, which, he said he's not going to use because he doesn't want to be able to arbitrarily change rates because that sends a bad signal to people, insurance companies trying to come to the state. So there was a lot of motion and heat there. I think everybody got some wins. And I don't think rates are coming down anytime soon.
Do you think the governor calls a special session for this pharmacy benefit manager thing?
Maybe. I think he sees there's a lot of controversy brewing in Arkansas. Almost a identical thing happened there, and they are currently in lawsuits. So I think this is something he might call everyone back on. Now, whether he's successful or not, I don't know. I definitely think whatever they do, they need to bring it through the committee system and hear about it, because this was something that was a huge change that was amended into a bill after it went through committees. I mean, the bill started off as a, hey, let's let pharmacy technicians do some stuff, work remotely. That's what the bill started as. And then it became this whole big thing about pharmacy benefits not being able to both run.
Thank you, Stephen.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.